You're listening to Jay and Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down dinner make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down dinner make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk.
Well, what's it? Well, we was at Pro. We were at Pro Sounds in Columbus, Georgia. Today we got some talented gentlemen in the Tri-City area. I want y'all gentlemen to introduce yourselves.
We're gonna go round table.
You start, T-Lo.
What's going on? This the country dude, Cigarillo T-Lo. What do I own? Not a goddamn thing. How y'all doing?
What up, what up? Pretorius Melodies, producer extraordinaire. Your favorite producers, sample based producer. It's the best way I can describe it.
All right. I make bipolar music and my name is Sugar Angel.
I hear that shit. Hey, y'all, man. How y'all doing, man? What y'all got going on? What's going on with y'all?
Shit.
Y'all working hard. Everywhere I see it, y'all promoting, either dropping something, man. Y'all working out. So when y'all, like, how this whole Vibe family started?
Oh, man. So I've been producing. There you go.
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Hey! Hey!
Hi, sir.
How's it going on?
Hello, Mr. Sean. Sean
Cruz in the building. Sean Cruz, y'all.
Reach my hand, Tim. Reach my hand.
Damn. That's how you know you're famous. Show up.
I know.
Real niggas don't show up all the time.
I gotta keep it humble, man.
Real niggas don't show up all the time. I told you.
Hey, man.
Not a nigger.
Yeah, the R. You know who we right now? What's up, Kings? Everybody good?
What's going on? Oh, man, everybody good?
We good? You talking that shit?
Hey, man, I brought some to, you know, live up the party, man.
Come on, we shot too.
I know something cold.
I got some alcohol pops.
I don't want that shit. I do not want that shit. Bring that shit over here. Hustling still out there because the drink real good. They had the grains on lock with freaking flavor. Every nigga in the hood loves freaking flavor.
Freaking flavor.
I'm not doing that shit.
Hey, man, just, you know? No, it does something to your tone. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you open these for the top one? You going somewhere.
The problem out. Hey, y'all just got started.
We're going.
We're trying to see what the old vibe, like how it all started, how y'all came together. You know what I'm saying? So y'all go ahead and tell us the whole introduction.
I gotta give all props to bro right now, man. He the bridge.
I ain't shit. I'm just a nigga that, look, let me tell y'all something. I'm a nigga that's struggling like every other person, but still got a dream just like everybody else.
Right, man.
To me, with music wise, we like the biggest group, the only group around the area that got multiple things, multiple skills, something like that.
Y'all diverse.
If you really look at not everybody in the group, like if you really just listen to everybody's music separately or individually, I ain't gonna even lie to you, bro, like you get something different. You get something different from Cigarillo T-Lo. You get something different. Then it's organic, like it's you know how you just I ain't even known Chester or you know, I knew Trigger from right away doing shows and stuff like that. But shit, it just, like, I feel like I knew, you know, Trigger and the Notorious for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Just an organic relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's organic.
Ain't no filters on the lip. Like, homegrown.
Now, that's a foundation on your ass.
How long y'all been running Gen Talk? Like,
shoot, we've been doing it about 2 years. We started February right before Kobe hit in 2020.
Y'all started picking up too, like.
It all started with talking to some Red Bone on the phone and then turned to a podcast.
This stands for Black Beauty, man.
Oh, I have to say. I'm just saying.
Call it Red Bones for business advice. Red Bones for business advice.
It's on a couple of episodes. You probably hate my ass now, but it's all good.
I know it's gin talk. Hey, I know it's gin talk, but it's tequila talk,
man. Man, what the fuck you got in that damn bag, man?
Keep me going. Yeah. We feed off each other. So, man, we ain't about to get the
fighting and come to find out me and the dudes is some big clowns.
You got the last one we were talking about, this back when them cartoons and shit, the little short bush out and all that.
Them shit was so funny.
That was YouTube.
Grandma's in that bitch.
Boy, what?
Y'all go back outside and pay, goddamn.
You never know, they probably take the teeth out on you now. That's
what she said.
Oh man, hold on. I just thought I said it on soft my soul.
Yeah, you damn sure did.
Velveteen rub in the bed sheet fabric. Yeah.
Damn, Bernie.
But we're gonna have Street Money Snow. If people don't know who Street Money Snow is, she used to manage, you know, Bank Roll Fresh and Long Live Bank Roll Fresh and Young Dollar. She used to manage both of them. Mm-hmm. Now, she got a lot of plug down here. And I don't know how we linked up and stuff, but we just started talking. Like, I talked to her on the phone last night about damn near an hour and a half. Yeah. And she ready to come down here. Basically, we just trying to get everybody to come down. Yeah. Everybody just to
merge. Let's link up.
Because think about it. When the last time you went to an official party and it wasn't a shootout? We ain't trying to have nothing. Yeah. We're not trying to have nothing.
Like I said, bring the vibe, good vibes. So I know we need to go back to like that 09, where like people just had come to have a good time. Yeah. Talk to the females.
Not 09,
it
gotta be like 90, like late like shit.
I gotta say the crunk era, man.
Yeah, crunk area.
I mean, even though it was some fight
at the end of the
day. You know, it's fight on the day. I take a fight on the shootout.
You gotta look at it though, it was way different than 09 and shit. Like back in Atlanta, boy, you get jumped, boy, the security guard coming in jumping in it too. You see some shit in Atlanta.
Man, but you know, the beauty I love about that era, like the early 2000s, it wasn't about how much this person got, how much that person got. It's like people in the club now, they shit too busy trying to outdo
one. Looking at each other, kind of
battle. Rap game now, man, you damn near gotta be rich before you get on.
I know,
watch you grow.
I promise you. To see, nobody don't want to go through the struggle. Everybody just
want to. They want it right now. With my way.
Yeah, I know. And that struggle.
That struggle hard as hell. Yeah, I'm telling you, boy. That struggle is hard as hell.
That's why everybody fuck with Gucci. It builds
character. Oh, yeah.
I think that's the reason why people fuck with Gucci. Mm-hmm.
You saw the growth.
You saw it. And then he grew up. Now look at him.
Jeezy, too.
Slam down.
Yeah. All of them. I'm proud of it. Like, a lot of people say,
Yeah, he in a good spot.
But who you think got more songs, the old Gucci or the new Gucci?
Old Gucci.
Yeah, he stayed in the studio like,
I just like him and Zay, man. Him and Zay.
Yeah, boy.
I gotta say, man, you right, the old Gucci.
But you gotta think about it. Since new Gucci came out, how many albums have you dropped in the past, what, three, 4 years?
Yeah, he's right now, Gucci playing smart because, you know, and I even have to learn that. In this day and time, people ain't got time to listen to a whole project. Mm-mm. So what you do now is bird feed. Do a little bit, you know, do a little collaboration here, do a collaboration there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got to also you just got to know how to feed it. Like, I seen some stuff with Money Man. I think this is a genius idea.
This is a genius idea.
I salute Money Man. This man dropped a fucking 5-song EP with the 5 songs and the 5 videos. Come on.
Yeah, that's because people feed
into visual.
Yeah, people love the visuals. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's like, the thing now.
Yeah, that, bro, you can't lose with that shit. Like when you do that shit, bro, and then you got the video to it, that video is gonna automatically.
It'll paint a picture in your head.
Yeah, exactly. You gonna like that song just because that video is in your head.
Exactly. So we're naming all these names and all that, but I want to like go around the table. Like, who inspired y'all? The artist that made you want to wake up and say, I gotta make music. This is what I love to do. This is my passion.
Well, who wanna go first?
Anybody?
Yeah.
And be honest. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
And be honest.
It's dope niggas all over the world.
Yeah.
So me, I was such of a sponge. Like, I remember, I never forget when I got my first CD player. I was listening to everything that came my way. Hand-me-down CDs and everything. It could be hot, it could be whack. I didn't give a shit. I was just happy to have some music because that was therapeutic.
Yeah.
But just to answer your question, I mean, of course, you know, Pop, you know what I'm saying, Big, DMX, Nas. I mean, I'm not even going to keep giving too much prop to East Coast West. I can get on my down south shit too.
Yeah.
Cash Money era, No Limit era. Man, I'm a big Pimp C fan, so I just got to give it up to UGK.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think Pimp C mold me because he's so he's a character.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I get character mode too. You know what I'm saying? But Outkast, that whole Dungeon family fucked me up. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, but you know, those were just a few, you know, Dipset, you know what I'm saying? Cameron and them putting it down, you know, because I'm a big fan of fashion. I like what they put down fashion wise. And the list goes on. No, bro, Too Short, all them niggas. Man, I was Kilo Ali, all them niggas. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
all this shit.
For me, it wasn't, even though everybody had artist-wise and stuff, I wasn't looking at the big artists because I never seen them. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the artists around the country when I was younger that inspired me, like Bo Hagen, Barcat, this nigga and his crew and stuff. Yeah, boy, they had a crew and want, man, yeah, shit. We had,
yeah. When I heard you rapper got that.
Yeah, when I did rap.
I'm stuck.
I only remember this,
man. Could you remember what I was talking about? Mm-hmm.
What's the name?
Okay. But it seemed like a lot of people around there. I was inspired by them, like that around them and stuff like that. In the country. I just was inspired by them. Yeah, like, even though I like the big music, I seen them and stuff, and they get shown. I was like the little brother to everybody. Even though they were like, man, get your ass out of here. You don't know shit. I was still learning, listening. Like, when he used to have a session and stuff like that, I used to be over there with him. Barcat was the one that put me and a couple of my people on shows in that lounge. Bo Hagen, that family. So, it just been music all around. Then I had a cousin that did music, and we just around it. So, why listen to everybody else when and that's the problem down here, though. Nobody didn't want to just listen to us because we're in a big city.
Yeah.
That's a good way of saying it, too. That's a good way of going about it. Mm-hmm. Just open up where you at. Yep. That's the best way of getting
it. Well, it might be like we're from a city country, town, and stuff like that, but guess what? If we all come together, we can fuck some shit up.
Yeah.
We can really fuck some shit up.
So, okay.
Hashtag organized chaos.
Because, oh, they be like, I want to be like, no disrespect to Atlanta and stuff like that because they got their own style and stuff, but the country got their own style too, their own uniqueness. And sometimes they see the uniqueness, but we don't have the power like everybody else in big cities do.
Yeah.
That's why I said.
Come together because you know you go to Atlanta, they got their own community. You try to find your way in, why don't you just build from the ground up?
One thing about it, you can't, I ain't gonna lie, you can't do shit in Atlanta because they ain't nothing but scammers. Saying that we scam them niggas scam your draws out, boy. I swear to God, you go to one of these showcases and stuff like that, it be some good people. Shout out to TJ Making Move, but it be some good people. But it be some other people like, yeah, man, get you some shows and shit like this, man. And get you this, and get you this, and all this shit. Then that thing, you know, you getting their money. You don't hear from them. They might send you a location to a pizza place.
Oh man,
but, I promise. You don't get any money out there. Them, believe that him man's my man. I know Gucci, I know Zaytoven, but you believe because that's all in that lounge.
Yeah, yeah.
Black Hollywood.
Yeah.
You never know what'll come up. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying I don't went through some shit like that. I'm just saying. Oh,
you got something you want to talk about?
we, you know, we from the time motherfucker in the bathroom, in the club and shit. I got that gas.
Yeah. I bet you do.
The gas.
Like, nigga, don't you smell that shit?
I'm right.
What y'all, gentlemen? What y'all, like, who inspired y'all, like, for real?
Well, for me, like, it was, well, when I was a teenager, about, like, I want to say maybe 14 through 17, I was listening to, like, underground rappers heavy. And Tech N9ne and Hopson were the main rappers I listened to.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I heard Raw and KOD, and that shit made me want to rap. I'm like, yo, that shit dope. And plus, I figured, if I'm a rapper, I'm going to do this good. And plus, I like a challenge. I play Tekken on Ultra Hard, so yeah. I'm trash online, though.
I think everybody trash online when they play games.
Yeah, that's the fighting game.
You talking about on Tekken? I mean, I just get Steve Fox. If you know how to use Steve Fox, you can be anybody.
You know, Gene for me, though.
I don't fuck with Jack and Leo? Oh, now, hold on. Jack there used to be hard back in the day.
Kuma too now. I fold you with that one.
I don't ever want to fight a nigga who know how to use King.
That's what I meant.
Man, I used to be so good with him. I used to do all the rest of them foots too, man. Take 3 days, boy.
He used to scare me back in the day. Because when the first came on PlayStation, I just seen a goddamn.
Hey, yo, that shit, you scared me too. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? You need that shit? Look, you turn the game on, go get something, come back, motherfucker, on cream like this. I'm like, what the fuck?
Devil fucked me up when I locked him. Got his look, don't put my
motherfucker. All of you. Oh, you see his looks, right?
I see you got his looks on.
Got no Ray-Ban.
Hell no. I said, goddamn,
let me get my tail. As far as my influences and stuff, I've also had, like, at the time, I was going through a lot of shit as a teenager, and I just wanted something different. And I got introduced to metal in entrepreneurship class. I started listening to Slipknot and System of a Down, and that made me want to learn to play guitar, too. And I should have started with the basics, but me diving head first in the shit, fuck it. I'm too deep in it now.
That's good, you know, different genres and all that. You're versatile with the shit, so you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's good, though.
Beats. I've been making beats since 2013. I used to draw a lot before I made beats. Mm-hmm. And I figured, hey, I can make music for the characters I draw. Yeah. I was heavily into that. And then I started thinking about it, like, yo, I can make my own soundtrack, my movies, or shows and stuff. Granted, I don't draw as much as I used to, but I could one day get a team together that put my characters bring to life.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's dope as fuck. Yeah. Y'all already got, like you put a, make a movie or a skit. Y'all already got, then you do the score.
And the villains that I make, they're going to look like people that bullied me back in the day or like doubted me.
Oh, yeah. Man, that'll be hard.
Yes, yeah, fuck you niggas.
Hashtag salt the wound. And like, I just went forward and been producing ever since. And like, it's also a story in how like, I ended up getting way better into it. Like, I've been under Drum Dummy for a minute, speaking of which, I ended up getting a part of that in February. I love it, and I've been learning so much shit. And like, I'm learning shit without nobody even saying nothing. I'm like, okay, that's how you do that. Mm-hmm. Mental note. And like, Sham and Rap will tell you the truth. My quality did a whole 180. Mm-hmm. And they'll let you know, too. Like, I'm trying to get their in-house sound, but our in-house sound like dope.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Drum Dummy.
Shout out
to him. What about you? What inspired you?
As far as hip hop in general, I guess you could say, part of it's in my name, Notorious Melody. So I'm a huge Notorious B.I.G. fan. Mm. Love Biggie, my favorite rapper of all time. And the reason why that happened because, you know, back in the day when you could order CDs from the magazine,
you get
a box of them shits.
Yeah.
My mom used to order them bitches. Right. So we would just get like a gang of CDs at the house. But I wasn't paying no attention to them because we didn't have no CD player for some reason, but we still gave me CDs. Biggie was one of the CDs I got, but.
That's your dad. Yeah.
Oh, that's Marty Daddy.
Baby.
But there was two CDs in there in particular that really like fucked me up mentally. Jay-Z's Reasonable Doubt. Mm.
Ooh.
And Missy Elliott's first CD, that first album she did.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now,
I can't stand
that one. I was listening to these. What the song that made me want to start making beats was that, Suck It To Me Like I heard, I was like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? I was like, and that made me start listening to music differently as far as like the beats and the instrumentation. That's when I learned about this guy called Timbaland.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let me start listening to more of this, you know, see what's going on. And I was like, oh, so he's the one. I'm a kid. I'm not knowing what's going on. I'm like, oh, so he's the one making the music behind these lyrics. Yeah. I want to do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But at the same time, I was also heavily inspired by, like, sample-based beats.
Yeah.
Like, well, later on, and like, people like Ninth Wonder and how Kanye do it and stuff like that. And I was like, I want to do that too. Yeah. And so I started getting old records, flipping them.
Digging in them crazy.
Yeah, man. Boy, I got sold. And that's the most fun part for making beats for me is finding an old record. It may be like a 5-second loop. It may be like a 2-second loop. If you can put it together and make something happen with it, it can turn out to be a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? So I guess you could say
Timberland and Jay-Z and Missy was the ones that inspired me to make music, yeah.
So Timothy got you.
Yeah.
My eyes. When you speak of that with the whole sample base, that's where everything going now because everybody's putting loops together, like track libs and all that.
They sampling music we grew up on now, like it's early 2000s, not everybody.
Yeah. But you know what? Yeah. Some of these guys, don't get it twisted, like, you got some, like, if you're going to redo, that's just like remaking a movie. If you're going to do it right, man. Because there's a lot of dudes, they do these remakes, and they, but you know, it's also ain't nobody being creative.
Everybody on the same way.
Everybody just, you know, like, remaking this and remaking that, but at the same time, if you're remaking it and it's trash, then what's the point of doing it?
Exactly.
You know,
right? Yeah.
At least be funny.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah. That's why I know I pissed a couple people off. You probably too. Because people send me samples like, yo, I want you to flip this. I'm like, I bet. But when I sit down and listen to it, if I can't catch that, I'm not going to force it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not going to. It has taken. Yeah. I went back to listen to samples like months later and catch something. I'm like, oh, okay, I got it now.
And then you got, some people, they just flip stuff because they got a big name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just because they got a brand and they can do that, you know what I'm saying? But true. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Just be creative, man. Like, ain't nothing wrong with a little sample every now and then. Like, so, I'm like, damn, man. Sometimes it be beats that like I have to sit on them for like a couple months and be like, get a little
you
get, you can't rush that shit, bro.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah,
let me say something right quick. My bad for cutting y'all off. Yeah. I think I get somebody a shout out because they deserve it. For years, this person been with us, everything. Whatever me and Greg had going on, whatever Vibe family going on, whatever Drum Dummy going on, this man been there. He always been there, no matter what. Everybody loves this guy. I think he needs recognition. Shout out to my boy Ted, man.
Tezo, he right there with us, hand and foot, man. Camera, like, he's a real team player. So.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely, man. Salute, little bro, man. Little bro, he do it all. Me and Bro had a project together before Vibe's family started called Lit Bros, and we scrapped it. But
I'm gonna let you
in on a funny secret though. Salt Not Salt came from the
album.
Yeah, it came from that. Cause if you notice, like if you listen to it, they say Lit Bros, you know.
That's
just a little secret.
So I said, this man right here, damn near got drunk with Pastor Troy. Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That's a hilarious story itself. The whole process. I gotta give it up to if it weren't for Bro right there. Like I said, he bridged the gap, and by me having the affiliates with him through Drum Dummy, you know, shout out to Shamu, shout out to TJ.
Yeah.
And it was a guy that Sham was working with by the name of Corey Biggs.
Dirty white bitches.
I was in the studio and he went in. Man, I couldn't do no more. I died, man. We was in the studio, how he was in the booth.
We were out there playing the game, and Sean, everybody told Sean, don't laugh, though. Man came up there, started recording, he said, dirty white bitches!
He said it so many times, like, because you know, Sam, he's a perfectionist. He's gonna make you feel your shit. If it's hot, I mean, if it's hot or not, he's gonna make
you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it just hit him in the head. So
he had him keep saying it, and we playing the game, man. And I'm like,
dirty white bitches, dirty white bitches, dirty white bitches, dirty white bitches. Damn, you white yourself.
That's him. He trying to know it.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm a goofball. I like the clown, man. Shout out to the gamers. I ain't no gamer like that. He be on my ass about gamers.
Man, you need to get on there at Call of Duty.
Music is my video game. Music is my video game. So I can't get into it because I played out when I was a child.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you burnt out like that, but, you know, I ain't knocking the gamers that do, you know what I'm saying? But music, like, when I get on my MacBook, that's my video game.
Got you.
You
gotcha.
Know what I'm saying? But back to the...
Dirty white bitches!
But back to that. Anyway, I got to know this guy. He took a liking to me. He was from Dalton, Alabama, by the name of Corey Beasley. So he had told me that he had this record he was working on for the Atlanta Falcons. You know, when people tell you stuff, especially in this music business or this, you know, in this industry we're in, you know, I done got so numb. When people tell me something, I'll be like, all right, cool. Yeah, you know, I'm going to keep moving. Yeah. So he took a liking to me. We had did a song. We had did trap shit that night.
Yeah, we did a lot of shit that
we
night.
We did trap shit. Shout out to Lucky Benjamin. He was on the hook. He was on the record with us. It's on Broad Project.
Underdog.
Oh, what one? Oh, trash shit, man.
I'm the archives. I keep up with shit. I keep up with shit. But anyway, make a long story short, he was like, hey, man, I got this record, man. Pastor Troy. And I was like, Pastor Troy? Okay, all right. I didn't believe the shit. But, you know, things, he proved me wrong.
Yeah, he had the record.
Yeah, he got the beat from Sham. You know, Sham sent the song to PT. Man, he came back when they told me to come to the studio and I heard that shit, when I heard PT vocals, I said, oh shit, this is real. So I said, and then he gonna let me kick this motherfucker off first? I got to get mine.
Look.
I got to get mine. I gotta let him know who I am. You know what I'm saying? So he let me kick it off first. I'm a dirty bird. That's a well known fact.
Yeah.
All song over there, red, white, and black.
Come up!
So I did that shit. Did that shit and, you know, did the record, didn't think nothing else about it.
Yeah.
Then he was like, hey, man, we're going to put a video together for it. We're going to be at the tailgate. Okay. I didn't think nothing else about it. Cool. And,
we were beefing then, huh?
Yeah, y'all had a little beef, but this is
shit out of
here. I had to keep it. I had to
stay away.
Neutral with the shit. Yeah. I had to be neutral with the shit. He wanted.
A lot of shit y'all don't see me. I'm supposed to bend there, but
you know what I'm saying? Because he could have got anybody for that record. Yeah, I always praise God about that. I always like, man, you never know. Like, even though he's your enemy, it was a footstool for me. So he could have easily got Tim, Sham, or anybody, but he seen something in me. You know what I'm saying? We was at the video shoot. That was a funny day that day. Because we didn't think he was coming. Goddamn. Sham, he got pissed off.
God damn it!
Hey, Sham, we going in. Hey, Sham, we going on, bro.
What'd she say?
Honey. Shout out to Cat.
Yeah, Cat said.
He got so mad because I think him and Corey wasn't seeing eye to eye. He was in the hotel. He was just
had to park at Walmart and walk.
We had to park at Walmart and walk. And we was like, dude, we part of the video. Like, you know, and that parking shit is. So he's like, hey man, you know, like, he's like, I take care of your parking. We was like, where you at? We was like, I'm still in the hotel. Sham was like, God damn it! He slammed the trunk. And his wife shot the cat. She was like, honey, the trunk.
I love
it. Hey, every dog, man. And then I love the fact that when Sham get pissed off, I was like, man, we need to get him to say that shit on our tag. So if y'all hear it, five family. But anyway, to wrap this story up, I didn't think PT coming. I'm just like, okay, we just gonna get in somebody's tent or get in front of the stadium, do my verse, do his verse, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
When I seen that nigga come around that corner, this nigga my height, 6'4".
Boy, we looked at him with a Devo. Boy, he had that Devo music walking.
Like, what's that going on with you? And, you know, keep a reminder, you know, watching this man, you know, watching on TV, you know, and I'm not trying to get in groupie mode. I'm trying to keep my composure because, you know, at the same time, you know, like, I'm an artist as well.
You're pretty, Mr. Troy.
I'm trying to keep my composure, but I'm trying to be cool about the situation. So he, like, came up to me, he dapped me up, you know, saying, like, hey, man,
I'm from. Lord, touch me.
Told who I'm from and all that shit.
Yeah.
Keep my composure, man. You know what I'm saying? But you know, just to say that, to say this, and that's another thing too. When I seen PT, how people were loving him and embracing him, you know what I'm saying? Because you know, whatever he's from, a lot of people say from Atlanta, say from Augusta, whatever the case may be, that man fly that fucking Georgia flag. So when I seen him do that, I said, that's what I'm going to do. Because I ain't going to lie to you, man. I come from a small town. I ain't going to even lie. You know, shout out to the brain. But when I seen that shit, because, like, I grew up, like I said, I was born in LaGrange, but I moved in West Point, like, 04, 05, shit like that.
Yeah.
But moving around, just moving around this bitch, Columbus, Noonan, I just feel like I get more love than where I was born at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I started getting more embraced, you know, bro taking me around different places, people embracing, I said, fuck this shit. I'm finna rep Georgia, bro. I'm gonna rep the G. So when I say Vibe Georgia, I mean the brand and the state. When I say Vibe Georgia, that's
everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Ain't in no box or like, yeah, in no particular area.
Yeah, wherever I lay my head at, man, I'm in Columbus, yeah, bro. I'm Georgia president. You know what I'm saying? I'm kissing babies, taking pictures. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
I'm the same team.
Yeah, I represent that shit, man. I might not be big into football, but anything coming out of this bitch, I'm representing. Yeah, we did take flight record. It was, I ain't gonna even lie to you, I was blown away. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Blew away. I was like, man, you know, people they like, I see you PT, how that shit was, bro. It was good, man. It was all good, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, that goes with the, being an artist.
Yeah.
You go through your phases, like it feel good at first, but at the same time, bro, you still in your environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing nothing, so you know, I take it as a humbling. I take it as a humbling moment. And I keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Definitely a resume on my.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. Like I said, you got that moment for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah. So you know, shout out to Corey Beatsby, man. Salute.
Dirty white bitches.
female Caucasian demographic.
For what?
Yeah, no. See, bro, they can't hear this one.
You lucky y'all give you a call in.
You guys took 30 white bitches. Y'all said 30 white bitches 30 sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk castle.
Yeah. Coming out with white jeans.
Karen. Karen. Karen, boy. Give her a bob haircut. You know what?
Oh, man. Yeah, so some of the business, Mac, you know, so what Mac bring to the vibe?
Mac is lyricism, boy.
What? Lyricist, genius, like, bro.
Yeah, he's the brains of the operation, man. If Vibe Family was a body, he's the brains. You know what I'm saying?
That's a big-ass brain. No, I ain't saying like that. I'm not saying like that.
I know what you meant.
His hustle mind.
Boy, you hell.
No, his hustle mind. All y'all in here going to hell. It's all about his hustle mentality. That's why I said, I hustle, but that motherfucker got a mind of, like, I don't know what. That's why I say he got a big-ass brain. Yeah. You see, where every time he say yo, everybody be like, yo. He the only one that say, yo. Okay,
Brad's thinking
while he's talking.
Ha ha! You think you 5 steps of him? He 25 ahead of you.
Yeah, he got
a chance mind.
And I give it up to him, like, that nigga is the fucking lyricist. He's the fucking lyricist, man. Like, I gotta give it to him, like, what you were saying when he was in the studio, like, did that nigga even breathe when he be?
Nah, he be, damn. Man, what the hell he said? It's so much shit in my head. And I can't remember that.
About some pork or some shit.
See, you didn't want to say that. That was DJ. <DJ. laughs>
I don't want that nigga know he eat pork.
But the way how he delivered this shit, even though we're talking about fucking, he brought a different delivery to it. Yeah. That made me want to keep it. Because you don't hear nobody talking about that, especially when we be saying, but Max, she is.
His wordplay is out of here, man.
Yeah. Like, I ain't gonna lie. He's saying one thing, he's saying no. You might be talking about taco. You might think he talking about chicken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when he, y'all go check out Bossed Up. Me and him did that record.
Yeah, they both killed that.
Yeah. I had to come with it, man, because I ain't gonna lie. Like, when he sent me the record, I was like, okay. And I ain't gonna lie. I come from the lyricist, but I had dumbed it down. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm more of a style. You know what I'm saying? I go with the beat. You know what I'm saying? I'm more of a, however, I'm
vibration for real. So, you know, if I come in and the beat telling me to rap about a female on this record or a rap about, you know, the streets or whatever, however I'm feeling, that's how I'm coming. It's just what the spirit hit me with, you know what I'm saying? So, but him, when he came and brought me that record, I was like, I got to spit this shit.
Yeah.
So when you hear me on that saying, I want to do it like P, want to do it like Shit, do it like Nip and Rose 2, do it like J Print, Baby and Slim, 50 and QC, I fuck with them. Bitch me on the rise, me and my guys, trying to build an enterprise, trying to make history, longevity, international, worldwide, toast to the vibe. So, you know, I'm riding that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when it come to, you know, bro, man, like he, I said, bro, you brought that out of me.
Yeah.
It just, I speak over. Like, it just, I feed it. I feed off of energy, bro. That's just like if I'm in a room with somebody I know that don't like me, I know it before I even
hear it. Yeah, you feel it. You feel the room. I promise you. Yeah, you go off the energy and no vibe.
I'm going to stay in there. You don't like me, motherfucker. You going to goddamn look at me in my eyes. Yeah. Me in my eyes, baby. Yo, I'm going to make you uncomfortable. Together and shit like that, it'd be so beautiful, but niggas wanna hate on other niggas. What's the point? We supposed to be there for each other.
Yeah.
And all these bitches around, why you hating on niggas? Pussy is wonderful.
That's why these motherfuckers going to jail because of bitches.
Yeah. Understandable.
They fuck with the wrong
people. Trouble, man.
Yeah, out.
Yeah, man.
Shit.
Yeah.
Like,
we talked about that last week.
Yeah. I ain't even know that dude with back then with Brick Squad Monopoly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He wasn't known.
That's a lot of, if you think about it, well, go ahead.
I thought he was the nigga that got knocked out by Slim Dunk. Remember that video?
I remember the situation.
I remember that video.
Yeah. No, that wasn't him.
I thought that was him. Nah. I was like, damn, he's still alive and still trying to do some record shit. But that nigga got knocked out by Slim Dunk. Oh, he dog. That nigga said,
man, I seen a clip and it was so funny how they merged that shit. You know, when Tupac did the interview, he was like, when hoes get horny, niggas die. Get horny, niggas die. And it was just like they merged that shit together with Trouble and I'm like,
man, that was a setup, bro. Yeah. To me, that was a setup. Cause think about it, them two were fucking with each other.
3 years.
That's what I'm saying. He had been fucking with Trouble somehow and stuff like that. Think about it. He wouldn't just be around there for no reason.
Basically, calm enough going over.
Ain't nobody gonna be at your house for no reason at no 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. What y'all doing here?
Shit, waiting on tacos.
No.
You stupid. Hey, haven't left this
hurt a long time.
If you
pull my sweat rag out.
Oh, shit.
If you don't bald head as muscle.
I am talking to you. You do shit.
Look, if you don't.
Sweat rag out.
If you don't plan on.
Bald head nigga sweat rag out.
Okay. If you don't plan on dying like Kevin Samuel, you live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Samuel died in a pussy with a bad bitch. The baddest.
You know what, man? I keep hearing about this Kevin Samuel situation, but I don't know.
Man, I think he caught a stroke in there, and she was like, damn, this the best sex I've had. He's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Hey, one way to go.
That's from.
Hey, one way to die, right?
That's what I'm saying. He didn't know he was going to nut or catch a stroke. He was in the middle of both. So he didn't know whether to be excited or scared.
He came and went at the same time.
Exactly.
He going to go out.
He was like, this some kind of nut right here.
Shit.
He came and went.
That's what you get with me and him.
And I know she walked around with her chest out.
Yo, ever since then. Came and
went. Hey, just like your TikTok clip, he was up there fucking all, so you just seen clout. My God, my bro.
You know, next thing you know it,
well done, my son. Well,
he was screaming
and welcome out with a bang, man.
He went out with a bang, guy.
Yeah.
He hit that Fable for real. That's
your every week. Ah, shit.
What's in the future? What's in the future for the Vibe family?
Ooh, life.
Yeah, Vibe family.
Life.
It's a brand, man.
That's all I can say, life.
It's definitely a brand because we merging. We trying to merge off and do other things. You know, the music, the videos.
We the net no limit, goddammit. I'll say that.
We got to claim that.
Yeah, bro, I'm claim. Get to the word. Manifest.
Speak it to in existence.
This show going to bring it. We got Foxy 105 affiliated with it too. They've been putting on, they've been on the radio for like what, 3 weeks.
Well, I don't listen to the radio, so I ain't gonna
I swear to God, I heard that motherfucker on the radio last week. Man, trying to go, man, I want to see him up a
boot. But I'm gonna say this though. More visuals, more
donuts.
Music.
Donuts.
And we gonna you know, shout out to Matt. He's fucking around with photography and video, so we try to keep everything.
That's the best way. Like, you get everybody, like, everything in house, shoot. You got to worry about nothing.
Try to keep everything in house. I'm not even finna lie. I'm finna play around with this show shit. I got, you know, the Vibe TV. You know what I'm saying? You know, the Vibe show coming. And, you know, I'm gonna definitely come interview y'all, man. Because, like I said, I'm a team player, bro.
Yeah.
So we ain't about just being one thing. Multiple things. You gotta have multiple things.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm trying to get in that. You know, we got producers on deck.
I know, yeah.
I'm trying to go back to Amazon. Fuck it.
Being this man, I ain't even gonna lie. I tell him, I get on his case and say, bro, you need to do the comedian shit. You need to get on that.
Bro,
I ain't gonna lie. But what? You need to tackle this social media.
I tried with TikTok. That shit didn't work.
Bro,
go to an
open mic.
Yeah.
Bro,
you got single brain
cell. Yeah, like the stuff me and him be talking about, we just be sitting around and we just be talking. I was like, bro, we really need to just get us a podcast.
You said that, I'm going to let it out. Yeah, I'm going to tell the story, goddammit. I'm going to tell the story. And bitch, if you hear this shit, I hope you die.
Wait a minute. Donuts.
Gracious.
No.
We're kind of like getting to another commercial break.
This is the truth right here. This is the truth of Cinderella
Tea. No. This is the truth.
Y'all got
dirty bitch. White bitches.
Put it out.
The truth.
Put it out, goddamn.
Now, I'm up at the gas station, man. You know my kids went back to California.
Get on that mic.
My kid, yeah, my chick went too. Anyway, my kid went back to California and stuff. And so, I feel like, you know, I had a break. Went to the gas station, seen a little white girl. I'm like, okay, God, I ain't never seen no little white girl. She was like this tall, look so innocent and cute, shit like that. I'm like, okay, cool. We started talking for a while, but I didn't know she had a nigga. And so, one day she called me and said her nigga was gone. Like, he locked up, because he, popped that eye.
Yeah.
White folk, it popped, why they get popped.
It's your last time, Terrell.
We don't get a fucking SEC this week.
Chill out,
but
that girl in the jail.
I didn't have a car. I didn't have a car, but she stayed down the street. So when she told me to come pull off, I'm like, oh shit, I've been wanting to, you know, in jail and shit like that. Boy, I'm probably walking on the belt. I feel like I down. Put that song for Eddie Murphy, never felt someone. I'm so inside. So, so I'm walking out. Yeah! Yeah!
I know, girl.
But I didn't think them going. I thought I was going to hit and go.
Yeah.
And I seen her. Let me in. She had on a black see-through lingerie. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, cool. She had TV on and stuff like that. But the problem with me, what I seen, I didn't judge her. She had a line of coke.
Oh,
lightning. Now, I'm a weed guy. I'm like, hey, baby, you do what you do. I just, you know, smoke. Mm-hmm. So I'm laying on her bed and stuff, and I'm laying down, smoking, watching TV. She walked over there to the line and said, I didn't know whether to be aroused or fucking scared. I was like, shit. So she came up to the bed, took my shoulder, okay, I'm sucking. I mean, while I'm smoking, I said, sucking. Delete that. She started sucking me up and shit. And she sucked me up. I was like, okay. And then she got down to the ball. That would fuck me up. Well, she got down to my neck.
Get the goose. Get the goose!
Now, when she lick my ball, you just see how I looked at you. When she lick my ball, I dropped my like, oh, this shit feels so good. The next, get a nigga, what, I don't know. But all of a sudden, this little bitch grabbed my legs and lifted them up. By the time I said, what you doing, her tongue was in my ass.
Boy!
Bro, I tried this shit. I was in fucking tears. She was so little. I promise, she was so little and stuff. I tried to get you like downtown on my ass. I'm trying to get off my leg. Look, my leg like this. My leg like this. No. Man, it made my ass. I tell people this story, man. They're like, oh, you like this shit.
She Lamborghini your door.
Well, you got fucked.
She ate my ass for 10 minutes. Oh, I was crying.
10 minutes?
I was crying.
You didn't try to get out of it.
My leg was like this. My leg was like, By the time she got through, I ain't even fuck her. My leg was like this when I got out. Like,
oh, she fucked you up.
I said, bitch, you crazy. And when I walked off and left.
You mean stumbled out.
I almost died, bro. I was going through Middletown. I went by the bridge. My legs still shaking.
Oh,
so, you know when you go by that bridge with Mill there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on that bridge. My legs shaking. The train come by. The bridge shaking.
Yeah.
I'm on the rail. I can't hold on. I got to hold on to the rail. I'm on my knees and shit. Yeah. I'm fucking scared. I was looking at me like, what the fuck wrong with me? I'm like.
Well, she folded you up and told
like, bro, after that day, I never seen her again. So, bitch, if you see that goddamn video, bitch, I hate you.
It was 3 years later.
Man, that man told me
I know you were weak as shit.
Bro, that happened in 2014.
That man told me that story, man. I died.
Bro, I was in tears.
She put you in the. Come here.
She was on that powder.
Oh yeah, hey. Blue powder.
That powder, bro.
You had to get
it. I don't sound like that.
She was on that cocaine powder.
Son of a bitch! I was crying, bro. Wow. I was fucking crying. I ain't never had nobody do me like that. I fold a bitch up. This bitch fold me up. I ain't never see her that day. Oh, boy, ever man, after that day. That shit, bro. I told everybody.
I bet she be at the bar talking shit.
Boy, you know she do.
They call me the ass terminator. I'm just saying. I don't buy this ass.
You really have a good day, bro. Oh, man.
He got tight. He ran.
That shit
Like, I think I made a comeback after that because a couple months later, shout out to PA, my cousin PA. PA had a white girl standing up though. He had a white girl standing in the house and stuff. With him and her old lady, something was going on. And she stayed up for some weeks and I've been over there. And I ain't know she liked me and shit. But I told you this story. Again, I ain't had no car. I ain't got no car. My shit fucked up now.
Mr. Anyway, Healy. Shout out to Mr. Healy.
Yeah, shout out to that. Oh, shit.
He got a Jeep. He had a Jeep. Shout out to the Jeep, man.
I can't get it back right because I had liability. It was a 96. Anyway.
And hey, when you ride, you know he coming. You hear that motherfucker say.
But I went out of my car.
But he ride now.
This white girl would give me PA everything. Rent. Paying the bill.
Shout out to Mike.
They weren't complaining. She was buying weed and all that. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a woman in like that. But before I came up there and shit. I just came because it was a fucked up night. I just wanted to come up there and chill. And he said, man, whatever you do, man, just lock the door and stuff like that. That's okay, cool. He come back 30 minutes later, the white bitch on my lap.
Oh, man.
The white bitch on my lap. He said he was high as fuck. He was fucked up. Okay. But he said, whatever y'all do. And then he'll make sure y'all take that somewhere. He the one in the room. Okay, cool. I tried to get it to go to my house. Again, I had a spot, but I went to my mom at the end.
Yeah.
So she said she didn't want to go to my spot, stuff like that. She want to stay here. I said, okay, cool. This bitch started fucking in my cousin's living room while they sleep. What the dog?
Oh, man.
But I didn't know she was like that till I saw her head. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yo. I can't ever even say that shit. You tell the story about something that comes up on it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Y'all got to interview PA for his side of the story. But he said he was sleeping. Yeah. He heard some moaning. And he was like, babe, you hear something? And she was like, huh? Oh, yeah. But then, her name was Catherine. Yeah, I'm saying the name Catherine. Not Karen, Catherine. She said, Karen. She said, when you get through fucking, get your shit and leave. In the middle of the night. She said, that's all right. I'm going to stay with him and stuff like that. By the time she said that, I was out the door.
Oh, man.
I was like, dope.
She thought, y'all do me jobs, so.
She tried to find out where I stayed, but I was walking, so I had to go to my mom. Yeah. She didn't know about my mom, though. She didn't know about my spot. So, I could have got fucked up that day. But my cousin called me that day, mad at him, told me, you leave me your wallet? No, that shit. She could have called me, piece of shit like that. You go in the street, 4 o'clock in the morning, you could have let her stay with you. No. I'm not doing that shit. Man, so, that's my comeback.
That was why y'all hate y'all.
She great.
Y'all
gonna
fuck around. Y'all gonna probably make this episode Dirty White Bitch.
I'm killing it, but you know. Yeah, politics. Politics.
I know, right?
Hey, man, we gonna been on here a good hour, man. We gonna wrap it up, man. Beside the party, you know what I'm saying? Plug the party. One more again. I know y'all want to feel that vibe. If anything like the stores, y'all need to be in that motherfucker.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I ain't never
heard
this
one.
Appreciate y'all for having us.
This
is
going to
be one
of
the ones.
I appreciate y'all, man.
June 25th, it's a vibe family. Gen Talk, y'all better pull up there. We're going to have a ball.
Get that Trey A, Drum Dummy, and the Taurus Melodies for beats.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Vibe Family, Drum Dummy, Gen Talk. All of us working. If you ain't working, what the fuck you doing in this heat?
Bro.
You standing outside? You standing outside in this heat and it's 115 degrees.
Hey, we inside.
I know you're teasing me, bitch.
We inside with it with popsicles. Oh. We all country as hell, so anybody can do it.
Shout out to me, man. Illness.
Yeah, man. They're going to be one of the ones.
We coming back.
We got to do some numbers. We got to do this again. Some numbers.
Man, V up to the death, man. You already know what it is. Vibe Family, the building, man. Shout out to Drum Dummy, man. Shout out to Much Love Gang, man. Shout out to everybody that's out there doing it. Like, shout out to Gen Talk, man, for having us on the platform.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all welcome in time on it.
I hope that story I tell touches everybody on the internet. I hope it spread out, because that was my pain.
But sometimes, man, right now we in a damn time, man. The shit that you went through, like, realistically in reality, why you gonna fuck around and go viral, bro?
Oh, yeah, what? Yeah.
Story for 500 people might relate to that shit.
That's the show, star. No, but that's a hell of a story.
Well, and that's the one thing about it. I told bro, me and him be having talks about life, all type of shit.
Nah, you good, man.
Hey, call this episode Lamborghini Doors.
Hey, right now, camera is powerful. Turn that motherfucker on. It ain't about. See, right now, everything. See, people try to script shit.
Nah, this is real. Yeah.
Turn that motherfucker on.
There you go.
We ain't you.
Yeah, we ain't coming no script. Hey, we just, that we said.
Improv.
We just go right.
Just like the video.
I can't believe
it.
It's all my song.
Hey, man, it's therapy, man.
Yeah.
Shit talk
here. Rara!
Watch this. Get out of the universe.
What a name is? Catherine.
Catherine, another one. About 3 weeks later.
Oh, fuck up.
3 weeks later, I go get an inbox. I apologize.
I'm sorry.
No. I heard you on the big drink.
You might come to spokesman for dudes who get their ass ate by women.
I'm going to be a fucking
spokesman. I don't want to see this shit. I'm going to fly. I'm sorry.
But all I gotta say is, I did it for you.
Bye.